Welcome everyone to Spanish Pod. We've got a free newbie lesson for you, and it's called Sneezing. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hello, hello.
I just want to tell all of you listeners out there in iTunes land that you can come to SpanishPod.com and listen to other levels besides the newbie level. We have elementary all the way through advanced, and if you just sign up for your 7-day free trial, you'll get access to all of them.
That's right.
Okay.
So let's start with this lesson.
Okay.
The name of this lesson is Sneezing.
Sneezing.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to show you a very cultural way to, you know, when we sneeze,
mm-hmm.
usually, I don't know, you guys, you don't, oh, you say bless you,
we
right?
We say bless you, yes,
That's
or
right.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So us, we have different ways to say this.
Oh my goodness. Different ways to say bless you.
We have a whole thing, so.
Okay.
Yeah. The key word is estornudar.
Estornudar. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's a big word. Estornudar. It means to sneeze.
That's right. Estornudar.
All right. We're going to listen for that key word, estornudar, in the dialogue, which you're about to hear three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Achu!
Salud.
Achu!
Dinero. Estornudo una vez más, falta el amor.
No más.
Second time.
Achu!
Salud.
Achu!
Dinero. Estornudo una vez más, falta el amor.
No más.
Third time.
Achu!
Salud.
Achu!
Dinero. Estornudo una vez más, falta el amor.
No más.
All right, we're back. And Lily, we're going to do a translation, but without the cultural element, you don't really know what this stuff means, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so we'll translate it now. It might not make sense, but later we'll explain it, okay? So here we go. Should I do the sneezes?
Yes.
Okay. Achoo!
Salud.
Health, right?
Salud.
Health.
Salud.
Achoo!
Dinero.
Money.
Dinero.
Money.
Dinero. Estornuda una vez más. Falta el amor.
Sneeze one more time, you're missing love.
Estornuda una vez más, falta el amor.
Sneeze one more time, you still have love.
Estornuda una vez más, falta el amor. No más.
No more.
No más.
No more.
No más.
Okay. This doesn't seem to follow. If you don't know anything about Latinos, this doesn't seem to follow at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But let's take a closer look. Now, first of all, there's the sneezing. I'll do it. Achoo!
Salud.
Salud. Yes. That means health.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Lily, why did you say health when I sneezed?
Because you just sneezed.
Okay.
You might be getting sick or something.
Okay. So you're going to wish health to the person that sneezes.
Exactly. So okay. You wish them health.
Okay.
And this, every time anyone, you know, sneezes, mm-hmm. we always say that. Salud.
That's right. Right.
Yeah.
You can never let it go.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
have to say salud.
Yeah. Always.
Okay. So they sneeze again, and obviously you say salud again, right?
No.
No?
Dinero.
Dinero. That means money.
That's right.
Okay. So I guess if you've got health covered from the first sneeze.
Which is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Okay. We're going to talk about the cultural thing here. But okay. The second thing, it's money. So
money.
Dinero.
Okay. Dinero. Dinero.
Dinero.
Okay. And then the person says, sneeze one more time.
Estornuda una vez más.
Estornuda una vez más. Now, I heard the key word, estornudar,
mm-hmm.
but it was in a command form, right? So you sneeze, which is.
Estornuda.
Estornuda. Estornuda, right? And then one more time.
Una vez más.
Una vez más. Now, literally, this is one occurrence more. So what's the word for one?
Una.
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 Okay. And the word for occurrence?
Vez.
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 Vez. And that's a feminine word, so that's why you get una vez, right?
That's right.
And if you say one time more.
Una vez más.
Una vez más. That más means more,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You have okay. to include it.
So sneeze one more time.
Estornuda una vez más.
What? He's telling her to sneeze one more time?
Yes. We do that. We're crazy.
Okay.
I know.
And the reason is you still have love to go or you're lacking love. Which
exactly.
Is,
falta el amor.
Falta el amor. Okay. So what's the word for love?
Amor.
Amor. That means love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us know that because we're very dramatic people.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you talk about love, you have to use the article, which is the love. So how would you say the?
El amor.
El amor.
Yes.
Okay. Now this sentence is love is lacking.
Falta el amor.
Falta el amor.
And falta is the verb faltar.
Means to lack.
To lack.
Okay.
Yes.
So all together one more time. Sneeze one more time. Love is lacking.
Estornudo una vez más. Falta el amor.
What is that about? Sneeze one more time. Love
I'll
is lacking.
I'll tell you.
Okay. And let's do the last line, which is no more.
No más.
No más. It's not a complete sentence.
No more.
No more. Okay. It just means no more. Okay, Lily, what is going on here? First sneeze, they were wished health.
Salud.
Mm-hmm. The second sneeze, they were wished money.
Dinero.
And there was no third sneeze.
Yeah, but if there is, you say amor.
Amor. Mm-hmm. Okay, which means love.
Yes.
Okay, so if there's three sneezes, you'll get three different wishes.
Yes. Oh. What is very weird is that after health, it's money. Before love.
Okay.
Maybe because we know Latinos that you need to have the money to get the love or something. I don't know. It's a All cultural right. thing.
We'll, that is.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk more about it after we listen to the dialogue three more times. Dialogue, first time.
Achoo!
Salud.
Achoo!
Dinero. Estornudo una vez más, falta el amor.
No más.
Second time.
Achoo!
Salud.
Achoo!
Dinero. Estornudo una vez más, falta el amor.
No más.
Third time.
Achoo!
Salud.
Achoo!
Dinero. Estornudo una vez más, falta el amor.
No más.
All right, we're back. And even though this lesson is very short, right, there's not a lot of words, the words that we have are very rich, okay? So I want to look at the word for to lack, which is falta, right? So we said falta el amor, and this is love is lacking, right? What if I'm lacking something else? What if I'm lacking a book?
Falta el libro.
Falta el libro, the book is lacking, mm-hmm. right? What if I'm lacking money? Oh, I know the word for money.
Yes, falta dinero.
Dinero.
Or you can say falta el dinero.
Falta el dinero, okay.
Or falta dinero.
All right. So you can use falta whenever you want to name something that's lacking.
That's right.
Okay. And then the other thing that we said was estornuda una vez más, right? So sneeze one more time. Now, sneeze, estornuda, but una vez más, that means you can do something another time, right?
That's right.
So anytime you want somebody to do something again,
you can say una vez más.
Right, so maybe you didn't hear what they said and you want them to say it again.
Repite una vez más.
Okay, repite. Repeat it one more time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you really like a song and you want to hear it again, you're going to ask the DJ to play it one more time.
Ponla una vez más.
Okay, put it on another time, right? Mm-hmm. Ponla una vez más. All right, that's cool. Okay, now let's get to the question that everybody's asking. Salud, dinero, amor. This is what you say when someone sneezes?
Yes.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. I think it's because of the Latino culture. Maybe we think that you need to have the house, the this and that in order for you to get married and all that. So maybe okay. that's why dinero is before.
Right.
I want to know. But there's also places like Spain, mm-hmm. even in Mexico or in other places in Latin America, when you sneeze, they say Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, this is a more religious bent, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So after the first one, they say Jesus.
Okay.
If you sneeze once more, they say Maria.
Mary.
Yes.
Okay.
And
let me guess.
What?
The third one?
Yes.
Joseph.
Yes, that's right.
Nice. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Jesus, Maria, y José.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So sometimes you get the life wishes, health, money, and love. And other times you get the Holy Family.
That's right.
Okay. So folks, we're wishing you good health. And you know what is really healthy is to come to SpanishPod.com and leave us your comments. The doctor recommends this. Leave us your comments. Leave us your questions. We love to answer your questions. If you just leave us a comment on the website, SpanishPod.com. For now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.